Hey, Pardon My Take listeners. You can find every episode on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. On today's Pardon My Take, the end of football. Super Bowl 54. It was a fun one. The Kansas City Chiefs are Super Bowl champions. Patrick Mahomes has finally reached his destination as Super Bowl MVP. And we recap the entire game. We also have our good friend Gardner Minshew on the show, who might be a Blake. We will decide. Great interview with him. And we have Who's Back of the Week. Before we do that, Pardon My Take is brought to you by the Cash App. We're back in the Cash App studios, the number one finance app in the App Store. And segues are hard, so here's a song. PFT. You're happy about this.
Almost Heaven, Cash App Virginia. Blue Ridge Cash App, Cash App Doe River. Life is Cash App there, Cash App than the trees. Younger than the Cash App like a breeze.
Cash App roads, Cash App home, to the Cash App I belong. Jameis Winston, Cash App mama, take me home. Pat Mahomes.
All right. Download the Cash App and enter. Oh, it actually said discuss MVP award based on who sung the best. Wait, what? No, you just added the MVP. That was a nice touch. Meant to do that.
No, I just figured I'd say Jameis Winston because it sounded good.
And then Patrick Mahomes. Ending. So download the Cash App, enter the referral code Barstool. You'll receive $10. You can go buy yourself a recording of PFT singing that song. We'll put it up on
Spotify.
It has to be a CD.
It'll be new releases.
Go buy it at
Release
Best Buy.
Radar.
Use that $10, buy PFT CD, and the Cash App will now send $10 to ASPCA as well. So go help some animals. Download the Cash App from the App Store, Google Play Store today and get involved. We are in the Cash App studios. We love the Cash App. The Cash App is the best. It's also giving you $10 for free. So you can maybe, if you lost, if you bet the Niners.
Cash App really eliminated any excuse you had during Super Bowl squares or boxes, whatever you call it this year. If you're at a party.
Yes.
And you don't have cash on you, guess what?
Cash App. Okay, let's go. Boy! Boy! Now in the street there is violence. And then a lot of soft work to be done. No place to hang out or washing, and then I can't blame all on the sun. Oh no, we're gonna rock down to Electric Avenue, and then we'll take it higher. Oh, we're gonna rock down to Electric Avenue.
It's Pardon My Take, presented by Barstool Sports.
Welcome to Pardon My Take, presented by the Cash App. Go download it right now. Use code Barstool. You get $10 for free, $10 to ASPCA. Today is Monday, February 3rd, Super Bowl 54. I'm going to lose my voice.
What?
More than it is.
What?
In the 305, the big
Dale,
where Andy Reid was looking to steal Jimmy Buffett Garoppolo's cheeseburger in paradise. Kyle Shanahan didn't want to be accused of choking away the game with a big lead, so he went into halftime with a tie. The halftime show had Little Boom standing at attention, if you know what I mean, Deej. And the game really kicked off in the fourth quarter when the Niners, up 20-10, ran the Kyle Shanahan up in a Super Bowl offense to full effect. The Chiefs' defense stood up late with help from This Land Is Your Land, This Land Is Bashad Breeland, and the comeback was on. Playoff Damian, as the kids call him, stumbled and bumbled in for the go-ahead score, and then tacked on another as even an earthquake couldn't stop this snake from slithering into the end zone. Andy Creed can finally embrace the Lombardi Trophy with arms wide open, and his franchise quarterback wins his first of what should be many Super Bowl MVPs. We finish with that MVP, Patrick Mahomes, down on the sideline. Patrick.
Hey, thanks, Spoon, for kicking it down to me. Don't you worry, I'm going to Disney World with Goofy, Mickey, Donald, and Daisy Duck. This was a roller coaster of a season. I want to thank my good buddy Andy Reid. I'm sure I'm going to be seeing him early at the character breakfast every day. Hey, Andy, I hope they make your gold jacket a matching Tommy Bahama apron says Hall of Flame for your legendary cookouts, Coach. I love the single wing play call out there. That's not the Philly special. I call that one the KC masterpiece. Because I don't know if you saw our dance moves, but we all had the sauce. On a real note, I'd like to thank all our fans. I love you guys. Hey, Big Cat, thanks for coming out. You can take that however you may.
Chiefs 31, 49ers 20. And that's it. Those are your Super Bowl champion Kansas City Chiefs hailing from Kansas, the state of Kansas.
Yeah, embrace debate. Is Kansas in Kansas or Missouri?
Listen, there are Kansas City Chiefs fans in Kansas and in Missouri, but that is your Super Bowl, Super Bowl 54. Andy Reid is finally a Super Bowl champion. Patrick Mahomes wins his first Super Bowl title of what should be many, Super Bowl MVP. But the story, and we'll get to the Chiefs, but the story for right now,
Tom Brady will be a Raider.
Yeah, holy shit, the 49ers kind of blew that one. So yeah, they were up 20-10, and
Kyle Verlander?
The game came down, it really did come down to one play. I know that no game really comes down to one play, but the Chiefs are 3rd and 15 on their own 35, 7 minutes left and down 10, and Patrick Mahomes makes an unreal play to Tyreek Hill where he was under pressure all night, bombed to Tyreek Hill. That basically decided the game, and the 49ers are going to sit and be like, holy shit, we had it. Up 10 with 7 minutes left.
Right.
You know, in that situation where if you stop them there, they're probably going to have to punt, and if you can run the ball and get a few first downs, the game's all pretty much over. Mm-hmm. And Kyle Shanahan now, I'm not going to call him a choke artist because he's an unbelievable coach.
It's disrespectful to artists.
But his last two Super Bowls now, 28-3 and 20-10 with 7 minutes left, that's got to be tough to live with.
Yeah, it is. But the Chiefs offense has done this all year long.
Of course.
And they did it in the playoffs. This is, his third double-digit comeback, or the Chiefs' third double-digit comeback that they've had since the playoffs started.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, just because they're behind 10, that's not that big of a deficit.
No.
When their offense can get down the field that quickly. Pat Mahomes obviously had some struggles in this game. I think he probably played the worst three quarters of his entire season.
He was under pressure.
In the first three quarters. Not only was he under pressure, that's part of it, but he was also just making some ugly throws and missing guys. Like the interception that he had, that wasn't really because of pressure. That was because he just didn't see a linebacker.
That was a straight frustration throw.
Yeah.
Where he's like, I'm just going to throw it to this guy as hard as I can and hope it works, and it didn't work.
I mean, I think that the Niners lost it much earlier than you do. I think that they really lost the game at the end of the second quarter when it was 10-10.
Well, yeah.
And Kyle Shanahan, that was the more puzzling thing for me than the end of the game. I don't think that Kyle really choked away the fourth quarter. I think that he just didn't play aggressively enough at the end of the first half.
Oh, yeah.
And that does two things. So, one, it prevents you from getting points, you know, potentially at the end of that half, obviously, if you're not going to try to run any plays. But, two, I feel like it also sends a message to your team that you don't trust your guy. You don't trust your quarterback to make big throws at the end of a half.
And he didn't at the end of the game.
And he didn't at the end of the game. I think that, like, it takes a little bit of the wind out of it. Like, you have to be thinking, if you're in that Niners locker room or on that Niners sideline at the time, like, what are we doing? They even showed John Lynch up in the booth trying to call time. By the way, I think that owners and general managers should be able to call timeouts from the booth. I think that'd be great. A nice little addition to the
game. Just get it. Yeah, get it in the game.
But, like, everyone knew that what he was doing didn't make any sense because the Chiefs are that good at scoring points. You need to 10-10 is not a comfortable place to be at, even though Kyle Shanahan said, I feel good at 10-10.
So I agree with that. The only thing that we should also mention then is that the George Kittle pass interference was
true,
kind of a bullshit call. And now he was deciding to play the way that he played, you know, well before that by not calling a timeout when the Chiefs were ready to punt. And you're right, because the Chiefs coming into that game in the first half, Andy Reid's going for it. He went for it twice on fourth down. Mm-hmm. The 49ers are kicking field goals, thinking they can beat the Chiefs with field goals, not pushing it at the end of the half, being content with a 10-10 tie when you have three timeouts. And I guess if you wanted to play devil's advocate, you'd say, well, if we don't get a first down, the Chiefs, who also have three timeouts, are the more explosive offense of the two. But still, You have to, you play to win the game. Hello, you play to win the game. And Kyle Shanahan didn't play to win the game in that moment. But even with that, up 20-10, that's, I mean, that's got to fucking kill. And I'm sure there's Niner fans who are, if you're, most Niner fans, I would hope, would just shut off all media for the next, like, 3 weeks. But if you are listening to this podcast right now, let me just say it again. 20-10 with 7 minutes left. Fuck.
It sucks. That's brutal. If you're in a Niners fan's position right now, do you actually go off the grid, or do you say... Because sometimes...
No, you go off the grid.
Sometimes what I do is... Oh, boy. I say that I'm not going to watch any TV on Monday. I'm not going to watch any of the morning shows, and it's tough for me to not watch Mike Greenberg when I need to know what his opinions and takes are, and like what his wife was saying to him in the fourth quarter when he was falling asleep. I can't do it. No matter what a heartbreaking loss it is...
No.
If it's a game seven where the Penguins beat the Capitals,
no.
I will still...
ESPN doesn't show hockey.
They don't show hockey, so you're fine. But I will still watch something because there's a sadistic part of being a sports fan that has to go through the misery. I'm sure there are Niners fans right now that are listening.
I'm sure there are, but the majority, you have to just turn it off. You have to shut it all off and just pretend that this game didn't happen. You literally just go through work. You go through your week pretending that football didn't exist for the entire season because you're up 10 with 7 minutes left and you don't come away Super Bowl champions. And Andy Reid was aggressive. But at the end of the day, I'm sure there's going to be like the nerd revolution, which of course it's good for the sport. And I lean many times on the side of analytics. We'll say, well, look at the Chiefs. They pass more than any team in the NFL this year. Like this is the future of the NFL. Well, guess what? It also is the future of the NFL when you have the best quarterback in the league.
Yeah.
That is a good way to build a franchise.
I'll put it this way.
Get the best quarterback and let him be the best quarterback. And that's what Patrick Mahomes is.
Right. If you had taken this exact same game plan and aggressiveness, except with, I don't know, Mitchell Trubisky at quarterback instead of
Pat
Mahomes,
nice.
It probably wouldn't work out.
You're the lowest common denominator troll on Twitter.
I'll put it this way, Big Cat. What if you just switched quarterbacks and you ran the exact same offenses? I actually think that the Niners would win with Pat Mahomes
absolutely
at quarterback.
What do you mean, would they kill him?
What I'm saying is, like, even if you only let Pat Mahomes throw the ball like 8 times a game and still ran that rushing offense. But I do love the take that that this game was the battle for the future of the NFL because the offensive structure of both teams are so different and how they go about things. Like, one's the running game, the other's the passing game.
But the 49ers passed.
But they passed today. They passed today. But I just like the fact that some people were framing it like, this is pound you in the face football for the Niners. And on the other side, we've got the sudden offense of the Chiefs.
No, see, I disagree with that because...
I think both teams, there's a good chance that both teams get back to the Super Bowl next
year. Yeah, I don't see it as that way. The AFC Championship game was that because it was more of a old school run style with the Titans. The 49ers are not like, that's not old school. That's not Kyle Shanahan being like, we're going to run the ball because passing is too risky. He's running the ball because he schemes up great run plays. So I don't see that as an old school smash mouth football. They're just exceptional at running the football. Jimmy G, though, had the chance. That pass to Emmanuel Sanders. Emmanuel Sanders was open with like 1:50 left. They're down 4 and they throw the deep bomb. He was there. He hits that pass. We're talking about a completely different game. We're talking about Jimmy Garoppolo probably being Super Bowl MVP. Instead, we're sitting here, Patrick Mahomes, rightfully so, best quarterback in the NFL, MVP. And we forgot to mention Playoff Damian. Playoff Damian.
As everyone calls him.
Everyone calls him Playoff Damian.
Playoff Damian, he ended up with 104 yards, a touchdown, and he had 29 additional yards and touchdown in the passing game. You cannot discount Playoff Damian. I was shocked that he didn't get the MVP just on reputation alone.
I love that Joe Buck was like, as they call him, Playoff Damian. Who the hell calls him Playoff Damian? That's such a terrible nickname.
It should be either Playoff D or Big Game Dame.
Right.
But now I'm now all in on Playoff
Damian.
So
bad it's good.
We should make a shirt that says just Playoff Damian period dash Joe Buck.
Playoff Damian. So
that's his legendary, that's his sign off call for this game.
I'm so happy for Andy Reid. I mean, he was already a Hall of Famer, but this really cements it. And
he's going in as a Chief, I would imagine.
Probably going in as a Chief, and all the losses, all the jokes, which again, that one play in the fourth quarter, Patrick Mahomes making that pass. Before that play, there were definitely some shades of the Donovan McNabb drive where it was a little earlier in this game. You know, there was 7 minutes left. but they had no pace. They had no urgency. Mm-hmm. And then that play changes everything. And Andy Reid is now considered, rightfully so, one of the best coaches in NFL history and has the championship to show for it. And they'll probably be back in the discussion next year. I mean, this is a team that's built for a long time. Both these
teams.
Well,
we don't know because Sammy Watkins might just chill out for
that's
a year.
True. And Patrick Mahomes has to get paid so much money.
He has to get
so much money.
Patrick Mahomes should get paid what Dak's agent was fakely putting out there as his offer.
So I think they can actually pay him this year. I think it's like March this year mm-hmm. is when they can officially pay him, and it's going to be insane.
Was it 45? $40 million a year?
I don't know. I have no idea. I mean, Russ is number one right now at 32.
Uh-huh.
So it's got to be at least 35.
I'd say probably around 40.
I don't know how much more you can pay, but
shitload of ketchup.
Yeah, he deserves everything.
Absolutely.
He's unbelievable to watch. As Max Kellerman said, he's the greatest quarterback to ever live. No, he's the greatest football player to ever live.
Period.
That's what Max Kellerman said.
What is Ron Jaworski saying about it?
I know that because our boss, Dave Portnoy, had that clip ready to go when he thought the Niners were going to win.
This is why this is why ESPN has fallen off so far in the last, like, 2.25 years, just coincidentally, in that time frame.
Yeah.
No particular event happened 2.25 years ago. But it used to be that if Ron Jaworski said something like that, they get a week's worth of content
uh-huh.
out of discussing it and then having people invite him on their other shows to debate him and all that. Max Kellerman said it, and it was like, if a tree falls in the forest and makes a shithead take and no one's around to discuss it, did it ever even happen?
Right, exactly.
So Patrick Mahomes, I mean, who knows? He could end up with 6-7 rings
yeah.
by the end of his career if
ten,
he stays healthy.
10 rings?
Probably. I think what we're seeing is...
we're gonna get someone who says something like,
well, no,
like that.
No,
over-under. 8 rings for Patrick Mahomes.
Put this on a quote board right now because I truly believe this. I truly believe that Patrick Mahomes is going to end up being the first quarterback to have double-digit Super Bowl titles and MVPs.
Whoa. 10.
Now I want to get invited on every single other Barstool platform
10.
For the rest of the week to discuss
it. He's 24. Hey, you know...
He's a young 24, too.
He's as many Super Bowl rings as Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah.
Interesting.
And he's better friends with his brother than Aaron Rodgers is with his.
For right now.
We know that the ties that bind are closer. He's a more loyal guy.
Fire TikToks coming out. What happens with Jimmy G? So Jimmy G's going to definitely get a lot of criticism after this game. This playoff run, he wasn't asked to pass a lot in their wins. He was asked to pass a lot tonight. He threw a couple interceptions. He misses Emmanuel Sanders. He misses George Kittle on an easy first down that mm-hmm. kind of stalled that drive that would have put them up even more. I still think he is, especially with the structure of this team, I mean, you just got to a Super Bowl with him. The haters will come out and say that when the game is on the line and you need the quarterback to make those big throws, he's not going to be there for you. So do you, if you're John Lynch, I think they can actually walk away from almost all his money after this year. Do you...
This offseason?
Yes, this offseason. The way his deal is structured.
Listen.
Do you bring Tom Brady home for 2 years, mm-hmm. Hank?
I mean, if you could, that would probably be...
Thought I was going to go the Hulu ad. You thought I was going to talk about the Hulu ad and Tom Brady's picture.
Or like, Tua or something.
Yeah, I did a hezzy hay on you. Let's bring it up that way.
I mean, if he could, that'd be great. Good grid for the 49ers. I don't think it's going to happen, though.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it probably won't. Do they try to make a swap with Kirk Cousins and just say, like, hey.
That is who Kyle Shanahan wants.
It's who we wanted originally. Make a swap. Be like, hey, both these guys make a lot of money. It's not working out as well as we had hoped, maybe. I just want to say, for the record, I do like Nick Mullen. Or Nick Mullins. Which one's the guy on Cumtown and which one's the guy that plays quarterback?
Nick Mullins as the quarterback. But we saw him last year.
I thought he was pretty good.
He was okay. He was okay.
Jimmy G's okay.
Yeah, yeah. Jimmy G was a little better than okay for most of the year.
Mm-hmm.
So you're already going to the backup.
No, I'm just saying, like, I like Nick Mullins.
You're just going to throw him out, go to the backup.
Here's my evaluation of Nick Mullins. I went into a Thursday night football game being like, oh, this game might suck because it was Nick Mullins against another backup.
Mm-hmm.
And then Nick Mullins looked cool. And then Brett Favre called him on the phone after the game.
True.
And I was like, okay, I like this guy's a
gunslinger. I like him too. I just don't know if it would be like, hey, here's the keys to the whole franchise.
Blow it all up.
Yeah.
Blow the entire
thing. Take this thing and go,
no,
Nick.
I honestly think that both these teams could very well be back in the Super Bowl next year.
Yeah, but Kyle Shanahan, like you said, like he's an unbelievable coach, and he's, you know, what he does with this team is fantastic. But this is how sports work.
Mm-hmm.
You lose a Super Bowl, you lose two Super Bowls in a row, and he wasn't the head coach. But the Falcons 28-3 panic was partially due to him. He starts to get that this is just how it works. Andy Reid has had this for 20 years. Now it's the passing of the torch for the big time choker.
Kyle, do you think it's a little unfair that he was just a coordinator for the first game?
A little,
people are being like, this is combined. He would lost both of them, but only one of them, he was the head coach.
But yes, he was being too aggressive with the play calls in that Falcons one, and you knew that it wasn't Dan Quinn that was overriding.
Right.
Because Dan Quinn would have kicked that field goal on first down instead of trying to get any more yards. So I think he kind of gets that because he was very clearly the offensive guy there, where Dan Quinn was in charge of the defense, and now he's, you know, obviously still calling offensive plays here.
So they do have Jimmy Garoppolo's 2020 contract becomes fully guaranteed on April 1st, but they have an hour out before that.
That almost seems like it could be a psych date too, since it's April Fool's Day.
Yeah. No, this is crazy though, because it's his, if you look at his contract, the 2020 salary was guaranteed for injury. He's healthy right now. Mm. So they essentially can, if they want to, which would be a wild, wild move, a guy who you just went to the Super Bowl with, but they can theoretically walk away from him before April 1st. Mm. I wouldn't say they should. I don't think they should.
No, I don't think so either.
That is going to be a discussion for the next 2 months, so get ready for it.
Let's continue to have it. I'm not taking anything off the table just
maybe
yet.
Maybe a trade straight up, Jimmy G for playoff Damian.
I don't know about that. You got to keep playoff Damian for those four games in January.
Playoff Damian, what a beast.
Mr. January right there is
what a beast.
The big Aquarius. So real quick,
yeah.
It's time, I think we should have a discussion about Kyle Shanahan, just the name Kyle. Is that too chill of a name?
Not a great name.
Too chill of a name to have that real cutthroat mentality.
Maybe he needs to reach his natural destination of being a Kyle who just bangs monsters all the time.
Yeah, or a Kyler.
Kyler. Yeah, he could be a Kyler.
A Kyler would be a little cooler. Better. Yeah, if he got into riding BMX bikes and banging monsters.
Do it. Rail grinds.
Yeah, exactly. Kyle is way too chill out of a name. And Andy, on the other side of the name coin, is just like your best friend.
Yeah.
I've never met a shithead
named
Andy.
There's Andy. Yeah, it's true. It's very true. So other parts of the game, other things we can discuss. Fox deciding to just go with an entirely new graphics package.
Which I didn't
mind.
At
the Super Bowl.
I didn't mind it,
actually. The cartoons were foolish and silly. That is a Super Bowl.
This is a man's game.
It is. No, you know that you'll look back. Like, if they replay that game in 5 years and they show those cartoons after each touchdown, you'd be like, what were they thinking?
Right. It did look almost like a little bit of who's the guy that draws the Boondocks? That guy. They might have used that guy.
Yes.
But I didn't mind the graphics package overall besides the animation stuff. The only thing I didn't like, it was tough to find the timeouts.
The Super Bowl,
the timeouts were hard to find.
I don't like change.
That's probably why Andy Reid only burned two of them throughout the entire game, is because he couldn't find them either. And then on the field, the yellow line. We need to talk about the nightmare. It was an absolute disaster in the second half. There were like five plays in a row where the yellow line was off by a yard, and it really threw me off.
Comically off.
I didn't know what was going on. Was I watching a football game? There was no green zone to tell me where it should be.
Yes. So otherwise, it was a good broadcast. The halftime show was erotic. I would say there was a lot of like 7 and 8 and 9 year old kids who realized some things watching the Tookuses bounce around. That was quite a halftime show. Very Miami, but quite a halftime show. And
I think Butts are officially back.
No Pitbull.
No Pitbull.
Was disgraceful.
No Pitbull.
Pitbull right now is putting together a hit list. Not like a playlist of all his great songs, but actually like a list of people that need to be killed for not inviting him to that halftime show.
In his own city, he's the he did the weird concert outside the stadium where a bunch of people who can't go to the game stand there and like be like, why am I watching a Pitbull concert at 3 o'clock in the afternoon? He did that.
So who is the new Mr. 305?
I don't know.
Who is the king of Miami?
It's like the Imagine Dragons show, basically.
Yeah, is it DJ Khaled? Because at least he was in a commercial.
J-Butt?
J-Butt might be the new Mr.
305,
because that's
Marlins man
number player in terms of rankings in the NBA that he is right now.
Okay. Marlins man?
No, Marlins man didn't even go to the game.
Well,
that's his city.
Yeah, they weren't going to show him on TV. So.
He had to feed his cats.
They don't. He loves Kansas City. He'll be at the parade. We also had for a halftime show,
yeah,
Horniest Guy, Michael Wilbon.
Disagree. What did Michael Wilbon say?
He said, best halftime show ever, by far, and I'm a Prince fanatic, but this is unequaled. Lordy. The Lordy is, I got my pants out.
Uh-huh.
I got my pants off, and I'm cranking it right now. That Lordy means shit. Like, Michael Wilbon was undressed when J-Lo started bouncing her booty around.
That is great. I can't wait.
Lordy.
I can't wait for Michael Wilbon to describe the halftime show to Tony Kornheiser tomorrow, who definitely didn't stay up to see
no
it.
No chance.
But he's going to be like, Tony, their butts were all out
yes.
there. It was incredible.
First one of them did a shake. Then the other one did a shake. It right. was awesome.
Okay, so fair enough. Saquon, that what you just heard, that was part of the interruption. So you're listening to the right show.
Mm-hmm.
Jeb Bush had a very horny halftime take, too. He said, best Super Bowl halftime show ever, period. And sometimes less is more when it comes to describing that, because, like, you know, he can't be like...
That was a left-handed typing.
Left-handed typing. He can't be like, look at... You know what I said to the booty cheeks? Please clap.
Yeah.
You know, like he has to play it cool. He's got a family that's watching this stuff.
He can't say Lordy. It's funny watching the older guys, because I'm not going to say they don't know what porn is. I'm going to say they probably don't watch porn anymore because they, like, ruin too many computers and phones.
Yeah.
Like James Brown.
Yeah.
James Brown watched that.
I was going to say, like, Dean Norris just accidentally tweeting sex gifts instead of doing a tweet search for it.
Yeah, James Brown watched that and was like, holy shit, I might have to get back on my bullshit. What was the James? Okay, I got it. Sexy little brunette bitch sucking and fucking her personal trainer's big cock.
Yeah.
That was James Brown's tweet.
James Brown.
A tweet Hall of Fame in 2017. But that's, Mike Wilbon was watching that and just being like, Lordy. He probably rewound it. Mm-hmm. He told everyone to leave the room. Lordy.
Mm-hmm.
The Lordy is excessive. That's an excessive Lord. The Lordy means things.
Can he name drop anything about that halftime show, though? He can't.
Booties.
It'd be great for him if he has at some point met J-Lo.
Yeah.
So he'd be like, when I met J-Lo, she was good looking, but I didn't know she had all that.
Right.
Lordy.
He'd probably be like, I haven't seen a booty like that since Charles Barkley grabbed 25 rebounds in 1995. Yeah. Some bullshit like that, but Lordy.
I haven't seen a booty like that since Janet Jackson came to my birthday party.
Lordy.
Lordy. You're right, because what we are seeing is older guys getting slightly better at being horny online.
Uh-huh.
And not going, knowing when to say when.
Right.
So this new generation, you're making it harder on us content creators to harvest your mistakes, your horny mistakes for jokes. So I appreciate that.
All right, Super Bowl commercials. We had Google try to make us feel better about the fact that they've remembered everything we've said for years and years and years.
Yeah.
Was that an Alzheimer's? The woman had Alzheimer's?
They were basically doing The Notebook, but instead of her husband writing to her every day, it was just like Google remembers all the shit that you said
right.
for your entire life.
And everyone was...
Isn't that romantic?
Right. Everyone was like, oh my God, that's so sad and crying. But then probably because our brains have been ruined by the internet, we just sat there making jokes like, yeah. So they clearly have, like, all of her nudes, too.
Oh, but yeah. What was her name? Loretta?
Yeah. Yeah, I guess it's a real story, so they really went over the top.
So now I can't.
I still don't feel bad. They've stolen everything from us. They've stolen our faces. Like, I get the thought process here, and it actually is nice for anyone who might have Alzheimer's or dementia to have that. But that doesn't really, helping out some senior citizens... Remember, have some memories in your machines doesn't erase the fact that you also have everything we've ever purchased and everything, every conversation we've ever had and our identities. And you've sold it all to like tracking websites in China.
Right. You know what else like memorizes every single thing about someone would be a pencil and a paper.
Ooh,
and just writing
school.
It down.
Old
that
school.
That would also do it.
OS. But yeah, for life.
It is funny. That we're thinking about.
I actually have the voice right now for it.
We're thinking.
Old school. OS for life.
How sweet is it? We look at like a computer being nice and it makes us feel nice and romantic inside. We're like, oh
my God, the machines.
That artificial intelligence.
Yeah.
That is a real panty dropper.
The machines really did it. University of Wisconsin saved dogs. No big deal.
Yeah,
but we
that.
Did make it to the big time.
Mm-hmm.
And then the only other ones I remember is the Bill Murray. who you hate.
That came out earlier in the day. I don't hate Bill Murray.
No, you hate him.
I actually thought
you
that
hate
was...
him. You hate Drake. Own it. Own your hate.
No, I don't hate Bill Murray at all. I hate the Bill Murray industrial complex where every time Bill Murray does something, it's like, this is funny. Click on this article about Bill Murray stealing.
So you really hated this ad.
Bill Murray stole an old lady's purse on the streets of Charleston, South Carolina. Classic gag.
Yep. So you hated this ad.
No, I didn't. I didn't mind this one because the groundhog was pretty cute.
Right. That fat bitch. We got spring, early spring,
also,
baby.
Yeah, early spring.
You think that was rude of me to call him a fat little bitch?
Yeah.
I would never, he looked like a fat little bitch.
You should not call anyone a fat bitch.
Well, he looked like a fat little bitch.
He did.
But we got spring, baby.
Yeah, spring's
way
back.
Way to go, Phil.
Andy Reid gets to put on his shorts 6 weeks early.
Dude, how much food is he going to eat? Like, this is... I'm so excited to watch Andy Reid enjoy this. Does he even drink? I don't think he drinks.
He converted to Mormonism for the poontang.
He did say after the game, he said he's going to celebrate by having a double cheeseburger.
Oh,
yes.
Shit.
So that's Andy. It's great because this is a classic fat guy move where it's like, well, I'm not drinking, so I can eat double. Like, I didn't have a beer.
He's been like that his whole life.
Right, but this is double-double.
You know what? He's going to do a shitload of shots of milk. Did you see that story about how much he loves milk?
Oh, yeah.
So Andy,
it's a throwback story.
Yeah, throwback story to back of the day. Packer coach likes his milk, was the headline. This is classic Wisconsin news. Showing his strength in farming contests, Green Bay Packer assistant coach Andy Reid won the milk drinking competition Saturday at June Dairy Day after downing 29 double shots of milk. second place was a Wisconsin Rapids radio announcer who had 27. Shout out Andy Reid, legendary milk drinker. He also, they used to do some sort of fundraiser for, I think it was BYU back in the day, where they would send their coaches out to sell hot dogs. And whoever was the best hot dog salesman ended up getting like a little prize, a little bonus. But it was a fundraiser for the university, for the football team. And Andy Reid would always dominate in the sales.
Of course.
But nobody ever thought like, hey, maybe Andy's just like buying
eating
hot,
them
buying,
all.
Buying hot dogs.
Yeah, just
he
saving them
always
all.
Like, oh, shit. Time to pay the fiddler.
Shout out to Aaron Boone, by the way. He predicted the exact score before the game. That's kind of impressive. He said at 6 o'clock, for what it's worth, I'm going with Chiefs 31-20. So that's a win for the Yankees.
Definitely. So pinstripe. He gets one pinstripe.
One pinstripe for correctly predicting
actually,
this.
Should Andy Reid get pinstripes for that? For coming through for his manager.
Letting
they'd be very slimming.
I like that. So who won the Super Bowl ads? I'm just going to Google that and I'll tell you who won it.
Okay.
It doesn't even feel... Super Bowl ads aren't real anymore. Like, they're not... The commercials don't matter as much because you watch them all.
Phone, yeah.
Yeah, you watch them all beforehand. Mm-hmm. The Tom Brady one, do you want to mention that one? You called that, Hank? Congrats.
That was going to be my Who's Back of the Week, but Tom Brady is back. Not only, as we said on the show, was that picture an advertisement for Hulu. He said he's not going anywhere in the advertisement, and then a report came out today that the Patriots are willing to pay him $30 million a year.
Which would make him the second... Well, besides Patrick Mahomes and Patrick, the third highest quarterback.
And he basically just told them that he just wanted them to go get more receivers, which I don't see why they won't do that. So
he'd rather they spend the money on weapons.
I feel good about, he would. I feel good about Brady coming back.
Instead of buying shady apartments for your players who already have weapons, he just wants them to go out and buy the weapons.
Got him.
Cut out the middle.
That was like 2.75 breasts.
That wasn't even a pun.
Well,
it
was a wordplay.
It was just an indictment
of weapons
of the
Aaron Hernandez
of the front office.
No, that was Riley would tweet something along those lines.
How dumb would Antonio Brown feel after getting himself cut from the Raiders and then Tom Brady goes and plays on the Raiders?
Ooh, yeah, that would be pretty stupid.
Actually, I don't think he ever feels dumb. I think
he's always
pretty
smart.
Highly of himself.
He's the best. See, he tweeted. Did you see the Instagram post where it was just I think it was the holiday party for the Miami-Dade police. Department and just said, I'm sorry for offending any of you. Look, so he's on the back.
I actually do hope that he's getting better because, like, as we've said for the last like year now, he's been pretty fucked up.
He's cray cray. So, okay.
I saw Jeff Darlington last week, by the way.
Yeah.
At the Super Bowl.
Sitting close to anyone?
I wanted to sit at a table right next to him. I was like, hey, you want to have a seat? You want to have a seat and touch knees? I thought that was funny.
All right, before we get to our who's back, anything else on the Super Bowl?
Let's see.
Orange Gatorade.
Orange Gatorade. That was a big, big surprise. Plot twist at the end. That might have just been Sunkist, though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
he
for
probably
Andy,
had his own.
For Andy, or just straight up orange juice. I could see him doing that.
Or just liquefied Cheetos dust.
Yeah, so the purple smoke was, it was supposed to be the 49ers, but then there was the rumor that it was for Kobe as well. Didn't happen.
Mm-hmm.
The Patrick Mahomes rushing bet. So that was the biggest loss. If you had the over 35.5 yards, at the end he was taking knees, but he was going further than just 1 yard back.
Yeah, he was trying to milk the clock a little bit.
Right, so he ended up with, I think, 30 rushing yards.
He lost 15 rushing yards.
Oh, my God.
Only on kneels, and the over-under was 35.5. He finished with 29.
Oh, yes. My God.
So he could just take normal knees, and he would have been fine.
And normally I would say that doesn't really count as a bad beat because it's such a random prop, but the Super Bowl is just random props. Mm-hmm. Everyone bets random props. So that is a bad beat.
Other big news, Tails never fails.
Ever.
We told you that last
Ever.
Week.
Ever. 5 years in a row. Dynasty.
Yeah.
Should we start talking about a dynasty for Tails?
I think we do.
I mean, that's significant.
They should put Tails in the Hall of Fame.
Heads has big, no defense for Tails.
Huge night for Tails, including Shakira and J-Lo.
Ooh. Lordy.
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 Lordy, shaking it. Hips don't lie.
Fucking Lordy. Lordy is the horniest way to say I'm so erect right now as a 50, 60-year-old man.
When you say Lordy, you're definitely wiping sweat off your brow.
With a handkerchief. Out of your suit. A nice one.
Yeah.
That matches your tie.
It's your cum rag that you're also wiping your handkerchief with.
Lordy.
Lordy's pretty bad. I'd say the number one way of just showing horniness is still like doing the howling like a wolf and scratching your foot on the ground thing.
Yes. Grunting.
Yeah, that's going to be tough.
Okay, what was that?
No, there was something else I was going to talk about in this game. There was Terry Bradshaw. Forgot how to talk for a second.
Well, that's normal.
Yeah, it's pretty normal. Should we have the debate whether or not Patrick Mahomes is the face of the NFL?
Mm. He already said it's Lamar Jackson.
Yeah, but I mean
it's Mahomes.
It is 100% Mahomes.
He's the voice of the NFL.
He's everything of the NFL. Mm-hmm. He is the guy. I mean, Max Kellerman already said the greatest football player to ever live.
Mm-hmm. Honestly, if he ends his career with only one Super Bowl MVP,
he'd be Aaron Rodgers.
Fraud. Yes. I'm already putting
good.
I'm putting him on a fraud watch right
now.
So
you mean Aaron Rodgers is a fraud?
Right now.
Good.
Right now, Patrick Mahomes is still a fraud. He needs to get to at least 7 until I take him off my F-word list.
Yeah. So he'll be back there many, many, many times.
Yeah.
24. Could you imagine being a Chiefs fan right now? Now, this is me just hurting myself thinking about what the Bears could have had. But right. Could you imagine being a Chiefs fan right now and saying, we get this?
Yeah.
For the next 15 years.
Well, I don't know if you've noticed this, but anytime a quarterback is good as a rookie, you automatically hear the fan base and the media jump to the assumption that player is going to be there for 10 to 15 years.
He will be.
That's like the minimum that we're giving right now. And if you can show me like 3 quarterbacks in the NFL that have been great for between 10 and 15 years over the last like 20 years, I mean, Tom Brady, Peyton,
Aaron Rodgers, Peyton Manning.
How long was Peyton Manning on the Colts for? Was it like 12?
Yeah.
Okay.
Russell will get there.
He'll probably get there.
I mean, he's year 8 right now, so he'll be close.
I mean, that's still 7.
Yeah,
two,
I know.
2 to 7
no,
years.
No, of course.
Left
it's not that. Everyone, but this, I would feel confident. I mean, you already said double digits.
Double digit, minimum, yeah.
Minimum.
Maybe triple digits.
Minimum. So the real question then becomes, how quickly does it take us to start hating Chiefs fans? It's got to be soon.
I don't know. I don't know.
It happens in all sports, every single sport.
That's
if you win a championship and your guy's awesome,
Andy
we're going to hate you.
Is like protecting them
okay.
from being hateable. I think that what's first going to happen, if I'm understanding like the avenues of hatred correctly, is the first person you'll start to dislike is probably Travis Kelce.
Well, Tyreek Hill seems like a pretty
normal spot to start.
Yeah.
Travis Kelce will also, he'll say something hilarious that will rub some people the wrong way.
Right.
Besides that, they're a very likable team.
Oh, like, of course, but come on. That doesn't matter. People like the Warriors.
They did.
This happens in all sports.
And
if you're good for a long period of time, everyone will hate you at the end.
I think if they win 3 consecutive Super Bowls,
everyone will hate them. Everyone will be sick of them.
A lot of people will start to be sick of them. Although, if they win 3 consecutive Super Bowls, that would mean that they would beat the Patriots, most likely in the playoffs for the next 2 years. And I think that so many people are so sick of the Patriots that would actually diffuse some of the hate towards
the Chiefs.
I'm just
saying, get ready. I don't know when it's going to happen, but it will eventually
happen.
And
again, Hank, that's not, I'm not attacking the Patriots.
No, that's very
true. I'm saying that's how great the Patriots have been.
Yeah.
Okay, before we get to who's back of the week, a quick word from our friends at CBDMD. Everyone always talks about how important it is to get a good night's sleep. Well, guess what? We got CBDPM, blends 500 milligrams of high-quality CBD with melatonin, valerian root, chamomile, and other sleep-promoting ingredients to create a powerful and effective sleep aid. That is actually, this is the time to get into some CBDMD. When football's over, maybe catch up on some sleep. You're feeling a little down. You want to, you may be anxious that there's no football. CBDMD is a way to go. And you can get the CBDPM right now, but you got to do it with CBDMD. And to make it even easier to try CBDPM or any of CBDMD's premium CBD oil products, they're offering all of our listeners 25% off your next order when you use the promo code TAKE at checkout. Once again, that's CBDMD.com, promo code TAKE for 25% off your purchase of high-quality CBD oil products from CBDMD. CBDMD is the best place. Use promo code TAKE, 25% off. Get yourself a good night's sleep. If you're maybe feeling like everything's kind of wearing on you, CBDMD has those benefits. So go right now, CBDMD, take 25% off with promo code TAKE. Okay, who's back of the week, Hank?
I had Tom Brady, but my other who's back is win probability charts.
Ooh, yes, I love those.
Lay it on me.
The Kyle Shanahan, now he has the two worst ones, but they're putting them side by side.
Yeah, they look like WorldCom stock.
I think the 49ers were 93% and then just dropped, and the Falcons were like 97%.
Damn.
I'm shocked that the Falcons were only 97%.
Well, it was in the third quarter.
Yeah.
But damn, that sucks. Kyle Shanahan. Damn.
I want to be the first to say that I'm going to resist the Kyle Shanahan isn't clutch movement.
I'm going to be the first to say that I will embrace
those
the Kyle Shanahan is a choker movement.
Is what?
A choker.
Is a choker?
He's a choker.
Okay, well, we will have
that. He brought
debate.
Back chokers.
He might just not have the clutch gene.
Chokers are back.
Choker's different from... It's tough to choke as a head coach.
But he did it twice.
Oh, 96.1%,
well,
sorry.
One and a half times. He's still a great head coach, but you can't say if he gets the Super Bowl next year, you don't think that'll be the number one storyline? Because it will be.
Will he choke again?
Yes, absolutely. That's how sports works.
It's tough to choke twice, but
it is.
Epstein did it.
Ooh.
He did.
Yeah, I know.
Remember?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Kyle said he felt good that it was tied at 10-10. I think Epstein did too. I think he died at 10-20.
There
you go.
All right, PFT, your who's back.
My who's back is USA Rugby.
Okay,
that's
cool.
Right, guys. USA Rugby is back. We finished in third place this weekend in the Sevens tournament in Sydney. Almost made to the finals. We had the ball at the final horn. It was tough. Unfortunate knock-on call. But, yeah, it was good to see the boys get back onto the podium. We came in third place because we beat the fuck out of England in the bronze medal game.
Okay, nice.
So, yeah, we're back big time. I think this is going to actually be the start of something great.
You think this is the moment that it all...
I think this is when we go on a run.
Great.
Let's do it.
We've been day one fans.
Day one USA Rugby
Day one fans.
My other who's back of the week is the NFL rigging things.
Okay.
Did you notice what happened on the coin flip today?
Yes.
Obviously, tails happened.
Yep.
And then there was a defer call. And then was it the Niners that said, okay, we'll kick the ball?
The Chiefs.
Chiefs said, okay, we'll kick the ball. And then the ref had to explain, wait, that means that you're going to kick off for both halves.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, no, we don't want to do that. We want to go ahead and we'll receive the ball then. So the NFL stepped in. I don't know if Sky Judge got in the ear or Mike Pereira got in the ear of the official on the field and told them what to do. But if you were a Niners fan, you could say that maybe the game changed on
you
that.
You got absolutely screwed.
Maybe it's under protest.
Absolutely screwed. I agree with that. Okay, my who's back of the week, I got two as well. The first is animals making picks. I should have fucking followed Fiona the Hippo, who puked on the Chiefs logo. I didn't know what it meant at the time. Clearly, it was take the Chiefs.
Yeah.
Because of Kyle Shanahan's a choker.
Right. So I think the same person texted you that has texted me. And they said, "Hey."
Well, it was tweeted. It was public.
It was public. Knowledge. But that's, the first I saw was when I got his text. Yeah. My initial reaction was, "I think that means that a hippo picked the Chiefs."
No, he did.
I think she threw up on the Chiefs logo, and I saw a bunch of people saying this obviously means the Niners. I was like, no.
So, yeah, I fucked that up.
A lot of animals throw up on things before they eat them again.
I fucked that up. God damn it. And then my other who's back is Danny Boy Kane. So during the halftime show, Danny Boy Kane, who, if you don't know who he is, he has one of the most legendary press conferences videos on the internet. Obviously a huge Miami Hurricanes fan.
Now, I heard that he might have the coronavirus.
Nope, not true. Not true. That's actually probably why he went private, but not true. Okay. He does not have the coronavirus, never had the swine flu, never attacked by a bear. At halftime, everyone else is looking at the booties going, "Lordy." He says this halftime show is a perfect thing to show recruits what Miami is all about. So he's thinking about class of 2021 recruits while everyone else is enjoying the booties.
Mm-hmm.
And that, my friends, is why Danny Boy Kane is the king and why every time there's a coaching search at Miami, his name gets rumored to possibly be a candidate.
Well, this is also a big win for the U because technically this game was played at their stadium.
Right.
Miami football tweeted out, like, it's great to see the Super Bowl happening in our house that they rent out from the Dolphins.
That's recruits, though.
Yeah.
That equals recruits. Recruits see that night game at Hard Rock Cafe Stadium in Miami Gardens, and they think the U might be back. And wait, didn't the U get – who did they get recently?
No idea.
Deion Sanders.
It was FSU. Who was it? Hank, who was it? You got something that made him back. And this really makes him back.
Ed Reed,
yes. He's their chief of staff.
Yes.
He'll go into the living room and show his Super Bowl ring.
Yeah.
He won two. No.
Yeah. Flacco?
Was he on the 2000?
Wait, was he?
No, I don't think so. That might have been too early for him.
Let's see.
Damn. He definitely won both. Is he a rookie? This is the part of, pardon my take.
Well, I mean, it's the end of the season.
Football season ends.
It's the end of the season.
Our brains stopped working.
Yes.
He did.
He got both.
He was a rookie?
Super Bowl. One Super Bowl.
Damn.
One Super Bowl.
I was right. That sucks for Ed Reed. So he can go in with one Super Bowl. A Miami National Championship ring.
Yep.
So there you go. That's what he does. Either way, the U's back. Danny Boy Kane's got them covered. PFT, you want to do the ads real quick, and then we're going to finish the show with Gardner Minshew. By the way, we did a bunch of interviews in Miami. We got some great ones coming up. We got some ones that are non-football as well. So get excited. Some big-name guests coming up to a show near you soon.
I'm surprised you didn't say who's back XFL. You seemed really into the XFL.
Well, we have all week to do that.
That's true.
I will give you my honest assessment of the XFL once I watch the games. AAF.
Tell you what, here's what we'll do on Part of My Take. We'll do a little good cop, bad cop for the XFL.
You're not biased.
You're going to be honest.
Yes.
I'm going to be biased.
Okay, that's
because
fair.
I feel like the more I talk it up, the better likelihood I have to get that phone call from Oliver Luck.
Okay, got it. So they're doing exactly what they wanted to do.
Because
promote it.
Because you're not going to do that.
No, but if I'm honestly like it, I'll tell you I like it.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
But if you think it sucks, you can be the one.
I think AAF was the same thing. AAF last year, first week I was excited, and then after that it fucking sucked, and I didn't watch any of it because college basketball was on.
One great way to make you like the XFL is if Mark Trestman just gets the shit kicked out of him every week.
Perfect. Yeah. Absolutely, I like that.
My first read is from a good company, our good friends over at Peloton. You've probably heard of Peloton. It's a game-changing cardio workout from the comfort of your own home, and now there's a way to try it for yourself with a new 30-day home trial with free pickup and full refund. It's a worry-free way to see what life is like with a Peloton bike. If you ever wonder what your life would look like with a Peloton bike, now you can try it yourself. It's great. I love my Peloton. It's set up in my living room. Despite all the haters that said that I didn't use Peloton, I actually do. I haven't used it in a little bit. We've been traveling a lot. Now that I'm back in town, I'm getting back on the bike. I love Peloton. It's so convenient, especially in these winter times when you don't want to walk to the gym. You don't want to get in your car and drive to the gym. Sometimes in the morning, you don't have enough time to go anywhere before work. You just want to get your workout in your living room. get your shower, and get out the door. It's so convenient, and this 30-day home trial is a perfect way to experience the bike. You can explore workouts that fit your schedule, 30 days to work out on your own terms with live and on-demand classes that suit your schedule. You can try a variety of workouts. You got those 30 days. Never take the same ride twice if you don't want to. Although me personally, I like Allie Love's classes. I like Allie Love. I like Alan Toussaint. Those are my two that I try to stick with because I know that I like their classes, always will, and they will be a great, great workout. Again, that's 30 days, one membership, so you get profiles for the whole home. So with multiple profiles on a single subscription, everyone in your home can try it out for themselves too. It's like a Netflix thing. You know, you get one subscription, and then you've got the different like logos or icons or whatever that you can check, and that's your personal profile on the same bike. Try it for yourself. 30 days home trial at onepeloton.com. Get $100 off accessories when you use promo code MYTAKE. Some restrictions apply, but it's a 30-day home trial. They're going to take care of the pickup, the refund, everything that you need. It is worry-free if you don't like it, but you're going to love it. If you go to onepeloton.com, use promo code MYTAKE to get started. And friend me on Peloton. I don't know what the benefits of having a lot of Peloton clout is.
It's workout season.
But it's workout season. I feel better about myself if I got more friends on Peloton.
Hell yeah.
So friend me on there. The interview is also brought to you by Movement. Time to join the movement. Valentine's Day is right around the corner. We all know that finding the right gift can be stressful. That's why our friends over at MVMT Movement Watches have already done all the hard work for you. They curated their best-selling watches, their jewelry, and their eyewear styles into the perfect Valentine's Day gift box sets for him and her. Honestly, that's kind of the hardest part about Valentine's Day shopping and just shopping for gifts in general is sometimes you get something very cool and then you don't know how to box it up right. You don't know how to make it look pretty in the presentation. They take care of all that for you with their box sets for him and her. Enjoy a stress-free Valentine's Day with Movement's best-selling styles. They're already pre-packaged together into sleek gift box sets that they're going to love. You can choose between beautiful watch and jewelry combo boxes or upgrade to a deluxe box that features a watch, a bracelet, and a pair of glasses. All in one, one and done, gifting made easy. Get them something they're going to wear every day with a clean, timeless watch. And for every watch order, you also get a free extra watch strap and free gift box already packaged together for you. Are you watching the halftime show over there?
No,
is that what I heard? You getting horned up?
By accident, I clicked the Pardon My Take video.
Oh, okay. Was it the halftime show?
No. Okay. Yeah, Lordy.
Lordy. If you need a little help choosing the perfect style for your Valentine, find exactly what you need with Movement's 2020 Valentine's Day gift guide. Who says you can't also gift yourself while you're at it, too? Treat yourself this Valentine's Day. Treat your partner. Go to Movement. Check it out, and we're going to give you a special discount, 15% off today, free shipping, free returns, when you go to MVMT.com/pardon. Yes, Big Cat?
Before we get to Gardner, are you done that?
Sorry. MVMT.com/pardon, and they're going to give you a free extra watch strap and a free gift box with every watch order.
Before we get to Gardner Minshew, breaking news. Breaking moves. Patrick Mahomes liked the tweet.
Lordy.
All right, there we
go. There it is. The run is complete.
Thanks for coming out.
Thanks for coming out, Chiefs. I tweeted every single time they were down in this playoff run, and every single time Patrick Mahomes shoved it down my face and then won the game. Lordy. And liked it in the locker room after. So mm-hmm. Congrats to Patrick Mahomes. Recurring guest. Hopefully we'll get him back on. But yeah, unbelievable run for them. Thanks for coming out, Chiefs.
The $50 million man.
I should make that a shirt.
Thanks for coming out, Chiefs.
Yeah.
Or this ain't it, Chiefs.
Thanks for coming out, Chiefs. And then all the scores when they were down by double digits. Three times, double digits. That's crazy. That's crazy.
Do you think anyone would buy a shirt if it was just your three tweets?
Yeah.
With the Patrick Mahomes 2 liked above it?
Right. And the score, though, of when I tweeted it would be good. Yeah.
Yeah.
This one I think I did like right after their punt.
Right, after the opening drive.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
Love you guys. Oh. Love you guys. Love you guys. Love you guys. I love you guys.
Here's Gardner Minshew. All right, we now welcome on recurring guests. Already been on.
That's right.
Gardner Minshew, starting quarterback for the Jacksonville Jaguars, and the hungriest man in the NFL. Snickers Award winner. They have a new commercial coming out, Super Bowl. Also, you can find it on YouTube. So my question is, what's the bigger award, fifth in the Heisman or Snickers Hungriest Man of the Year?
Well, for fifth in the Heisman, I didn't get a $75,000 chain, which I did get for this.
Up nicely for that.
So I guess just by the prize alone, you'd have to say the Hungriest Player is number one.
Do they give you a replica that you can then put, because I think it's going to charity, right?
Yeah, so this is it's going to get auctioned off for Movember, which is a cause that I chose. It's just bringing awareness to men's health issues, mental health, something I don't think is talked about enough. So yeah, it's for a good cause.
So we need to get a chain. We need to get a replica chain that you can like have, you can hang in your house.
Yeah.
And it's like, here's fifth in Heisman. Here's Snickers.
Yeah. I think this only like, it's only like $75,000. So it's like not a big deal.
Not a big deal at all. What's the most expensive piece of jewelry you have?
I got like a rubber band on right now.
Is that like broccoli?
I got this from, it was on a ski boot that I was renting in Telluride.
So, right. Okay. Wait, yeah. So you famously, though, are good with your money. You drive an old Acura, a beat-up Acura.
Not that old. I mean, not that beat-up.
Okay, well, it's a beat-up Acura.
Man's
it's
car.
It's what shit box.
What year are we talking about?
11.
Okay.
11. Yeah, CD changer in there? Or?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's pretty boss.
Did Ryan Pace ever see that car?
I don't think so.
Okay, because you probably would have been a Chicago Bear if you got eyes on that car.
Probably so.
Because he likes guys with bad cars. That's kind of how his draft process works. Yeah, that's his thing. Are you not going to buy a new car now that you've, you know, getting a little
like, I don't think I need to. Like, I mean, it works.
True.
So I got an
RV. Does it?
Huh? Oh, it works.
Okay.
You know, get point A to point B. I had an RV for a month. That was, you know.
Yeah, we got to talk about that.
I rent that anytime I need it.
You got the RV. You drove it, what, you drove it like across I-10, across the country, basically?
No, so we kind of took a crooked route. We went from Mississippi, went duck hunting in East Texas to Austin, Texas, worked out at Permian High School in Odessa, which was awesome, where Friday Night Lights was.
Ooh, miles.
Telluride, Colorado, Las Vegas, Newport Beach, Scottsdale, Grand Canyon, home.
That's pretty sweet. So were you in charge of emptying out the gray water tank on your RV?
We had a rule. The first person to use the bathroom has to clean out the bathroom. So we just ended up not using it the whole time.
That's actually the best rule
RV. Right?
Yeah.
And so we had a ton of like just trucker bombs and, you know.
Wait, so how many people did you go with?
So it was two of my buddies, one from Washington State, and then one was my roommate in junior college.
Okay.
So they were along for the ride.
That's pretty sick. That's we've done some RV trips, like, long distance. There's no better way to, like, travel around America.
Oh, it is. It was so nice. We got to see so much in, like, what, 2 weeks. It was incredible.
That's smart, though, because when you do have to empty out that gray water tank, that's a life-changing experience.
I don't want to do that.
You don't want to go back.
Wants to do that.
You'll be seeing things for a while afterwards.
No,
absolutely. All right, so you also found your first mustache.
Yeah.
Talk about that.
So that was, I grew that at East Carolina. Had to shave it just because didn't live up to the standard I wanted a mustache to be. So I had to shave it, but it was still sad.
It was too weak of a mustache?
Yeah, it was pretty weak.
So I thought you were going to say like, oh, I thought I was going to get drafted by the Yankees.
No, it was 2 weeks. I had to shave it, but I loved it. And there was obviously a connection there. Like I knew I was supposed to wear a mustache. Mm-hmm. So I shaved it off into a little Ziploc baggie. And it's been on my bulletin board ever since. And then I found the bulletin board the other day. And I was like, wow, this could really help somebody out.
Yeah, so what are you going to do with that? Because I was thinking, I can't grow facial hair. It's a problem. I'm face bald. But like one of my heroes in life is Joe Buck. And he spent a lot of time getting hair plugs. I don't know if they can do like mustache plugs.
I don't know.
If I could use your hair and just like embed it. And maybe it'll seed my own facial
hair. If they
can
do that, you can have it.
Okay.
If you get approval for that, like if you can get that surgery done, then yes.
Okay. That means you have to hold on to it until we have final.
It's at home in a safe. I have one key. There's two other people with keys. You know,
it's like a nuclear submarine.
It's just like a nuclear code. Like it's protected. So
okay.
No,
well, what we can do?
We'll find
stall
a shitty doctor.
Stall him out.
Yeah.
Never get an answer. Eventually, he's going to be like, we'll be 60 years old and be like, hey, can we just have it? And be like, sure.
Wait, what are y'all talking about over there?
Nothing.
No, it's sidebar. Don't worry about it.
You can't hear through that hair. Did Coach Marrone ever say, like, hey, man, maybe get a haircut? Because Coach Marrone, he is a Yankee fan. We've had him on many times. Good friend of ours. He's kind of a straight, you know, buzz cut type of guy. Has he ever taken a look at you and been like, come on, Gardner?
Yeah, he usually has something to say. like, you know, usually I'll wear my shades inside. He's like, oh, what are you, cool guys? Like, yeah, we're actually meeting today, all the cool guys. So.
Right. Disgust him, I can tell. He's like, oh, here we go again,
but
1969,
I think
the summer
as a
love.
Yankee guy, he has to respect the mustache.
Yeah.
You know, because that's the only facial hair that can grow.
Yeah,
so I think he has a soft spot for the mustache.
Okay.
Yeah, you kind of got like Johnny Damon in a jam band vibes going on.
Yeah.
So I can see him like letting you pass. What about Coughlin? Yeah. Did Coughlin ever Did he look at you, walk past, and be like, get a job?
Dude, I thought Coughlin was going to hate me, but, like, he just likes a guy that'll kind of, like, rib back and forth with him. So we just kind of give each other crap, and it was fun.
Mm-hmm. Was that a whole weird situation? Not to get serious, but, like, you know, Coughlin obviously getting fired with a couple weeks left in the season. Was it weird in the locker room, or were you guys like, all right, let's just finish this season out?
No, it was definitely different. Like, he's the type of guy, like, you feel, like, when he's around. Like, yeah, he's such a presence, you know.
Yeah, kinda, like, finding you and everything. Yeah,
like, you're kind of on your toes a little bit.
Right, right.
And then the clocks. That was the first thing anybody said. That's all the first day. We're just like, wow. Clocks are back.
Really?
That was like the biggest thing. Like, it was a huge deal in the building.
You moved the clocks forward 15 minutes after he was gone, right?
Just to normal time.
To normal time. Real people again. Yeah.
Yeah. So that was it's interesting.
That probably fucks with your head though, because then you start show. Like, I would definitely show up early. Wait, no. I would start showing up late.
Like, did you notice that you'd walk into a meeting like a minute late after the clocks were set to real time?
Oh, no. I mean, we're pretty much trained like, you know, Pavlovian dogs. Like, we were there early.
Even earlier than early.
No, it worked. It worked.
I like that. I don't know if Big Cat shared this with you already, but the first time we had you on the show, you talked about how much you love football and how you took a hammer to your hand to try to get a little medical red shirt going on. Didn't work. You weren't able to execute.
That close.
I actually thought that you were a fake. I thought that you were not the real Gardner Minshew after you told that story. I was like, we're being duped by somebody because this story is too perfect. It embodies the essence of what I think Gardner Minshew is, like, to a T. So I thought someone was setting us up. And then it was like, no, that's just really who he is.
You know, I come on to your show, I saved this story for y'all.
I knew one day this is
going to PMT. There's no better for him. Then you spit on my story, call me an imposter.
It's actually the highest compliment I can give you. And I was just like, this, after it was over, I was just like, this is too perfect. I don't know if we can run this.
Okay, and in PFT's defense, the party's leaving out. So this did for real happen to us one time, which is a great connection to you. We had Mike Leach on the show. And for some reason, it was back when we were at our old office, the radio lines got mixed up. So someone calling into radio just was put through to our show. And we interviewed a fake Mike Leach for like 15 minutes until we're like, wait, this isn't Mike Leach.
Yeah.
Wow.
So we're always like, since that moment,
we've
had like the 5 minutes into an interview, we're like, wait, is this really who we think it is? Yeah. So it's Mike Leach's fault.
Yeah, no, it's a lot of things are his fault.
What's the craziest Coach Leach story you have? Actually, do you have any stories that you saved just for PMT this time around?
Dude, I have one, but it involves a buddy, and he's not ready to like come out with a story.
Okay,
can we give one day a code name?
Just say I did it.
Yeah, no. So we can't do it. I'm telling you, it's a great story. But
sounds awesome, dude.
I'm telling you, I cannot oversell. Like, it is an incredible story.
It's fucking awesome.
Breaking news. I want to see like USA Today write a report about this interview. Gardner Minshew tells part of my take. He has great story.
We'll quote that. I got a sick story, but it's not ready yet.
It's not.
But just promise you save it for us.
Yeah.
Okay.
I got you.
The Coach Leach story. What's your best Coach Leach story?
See, the best one's like, I can't tell. Like, you know, usually.
We'll turn off the cameras.
Yeah, okay. We're off. We're dead. Nah. the best thing is just like day to day with Leach. Like, if he like locks you in like one on one, he'll start talking and he won't stop. So, like, in our quarterback room, we have a rule. Like, he's sitting at the head of the table, the screen's up there. Like, if he starts telling a story, everybody has to just turn and face the screen. Because if he locks in on somebody, we're about to be 30 minutes late to practice. You know, so we just can't give him an audience. Just have to tune him out. And then eventually he'll realize, oh, wait, I'm not talking to anybody. And we'll get back with film and we'll be good.
Yeah.
So that's typically, you know, kind of pro Leach handling right there.
Is it weird he's going now to Mississippi State, your home state? And do you think he's going to, you know, be successful there?
No, I think he'll do well. I always thought, like, at Mississippi State, Ole Miss, you have to do something different.
Right.
Because, like, you're not just going to line up and beat Alabama or LSU. Like, you're just not going to have the talent there. So I think it's a good fit. I was actually just up there, like, last weekend hanging out with everybody. So it's weird for me. You know, both my sisters go there, which is awesome.
Volleyball, right?
That's right.
Yeah.
You know, so I'll get to see them a good bit, which I'm, you know, pretty excited about.
Yeah.
Did he hit you up when he was taking the job to get advice about, you know, like where to recruit down there or just like any of the local flavor?
Yeah. No, we had a good talk. You know, he's all about, you know, what are the guys like? Are they tough? Are they, you know, because he thinks, you know, he's from Wyoming and he's a badass. So he wants other guys that are badasses like him.
Right.
So, yeah, no, I told you he loves the guys down there a little more you know, blue collar type people.
You got to teach him how to ring a cowbell.
It's not gonna be
good.
It's
bad.
It's not gonna be good.
It's bad.
Oh, I haven't seen him. Did he try?
Oh, when he did it off the plane, yeah. It was just like
it's
he
super
was like,
loose.
And then
yeah.
he did it at halftime of one of their basketball games.
Yeah, that's not gonna be his thing. No. That's not gonna be his thing. That's the thing. Like with him and Lane Kiffin, like all the people are so crazy about that rivalry, but both of those dudes are just living in their own world. Like,
they're not.
They're not invested in it. They're just gonna have. They're just gonna have a blast.
The state of Mississippi is back. It's gonna be the best soap opera in college football next year. You got Jay Gruden now.
Yeah.
Jay Gruden, friend of the program. Have you asked him if you can pinch his nipples yet?
No, that's actually like one of the first things. You know, like, can I get a playbook? Can I pinch your nipples?
Right.
You know?
Yeah. Right.
That's what he lets his favorite players do. That. I don't know if you saw the clip of DeSean Jackson in practice. Just reaching over. I'll demonstrate.
Just like that.
Getting one of those, and he starts giggling. He's like,
hee
hee hee. Yeah. So just a little tip. Just do it. First day
softly.
Of practice.
Yeah.
Don't make it weird.
Yeah. No.
Yeah.
It's casual.
Yeah. I read somewhere that you're a fantasy football guru.
I ended up losing in the league. So
who'd
that
you have
was
on your team?
I had Kyler Murray. I know that.
That's
Kamara.
Good
I don't even remember really. Had the Patriots defense. That was always
nice. They were pretty good this year.
Yeah. I never got me. I had to play against me one time. That was just like it was too much.
Oh no,
it's too much.
So you lost. Wait. You were in the final.
Huh? No, that was the semifinals. I had to play against.
You guys go PPR or just regular?
Yeah, PPR.
PPR.
Was it like point 0.10 per catch or point catch?
I got no clue.
Yeah, we love fantasy
football. We try to rank like which of our guests have the best teams.
I got my insider trading.
Right, yeah, we're trying to get better because we always.
That's what we have. So we have like a dynasty league. So it carries over, and so I had to pick all like leftover like people that hadn't been drafted. So it's kind of an interesting.
So wait, who do you have dynasty wise?
So now I'll probably keep Kamara, Kyler Murray. I got a bunch of rookies and stuff. So
okay.
Building for the future.
You don't want to pick yourself?
Yeah, you didn't. Yeah. Why didn't
just
you
too much
yourself?
Pressure?
Why?
You know, I can't let myself down.
You got to bet on yourself though, right?
Yeah.
No, I can't let myself down. That's because that's the thing. If I go out and suck and then I lose in fantasy too, like that's just too much to handle.
Well, it keeps life simple though, because wouldn't it suck if you were awesome and then you lost in fantasy?
No, that's fine.
It's like
that's
your
fine.
Day kind of stinks.
It's okay.
Oh, I
it's
think okay. Fantasy is more important than real life.
Yeah, that's one way to look at it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Do you ever tweet at players that you have on your fantasy team and you're like, hey, man, you just cost me my game this weekend?
No, I'd usually talk crap to Chark because I had to play against him a couple times. Uh-huh. So he was always. You know, he kind of sucked to play against.
Yeah.
I try to kind of look other places when
can you him. Yeah. Can you still feel Blake Bortles' presence in the locker room?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I would imagine.
You know, especially in the quarterback room. Mm-hmm. Our quarterback coach, he's like super tight with him. So you still hear all the stories. Everybody loves him.
I mean, Blake's literally the greatest
like,
human
that's
being
what everybody
in the world.
Says. Yeah. Like, yeah. Everybody
no,
loves
like
him.
He actually is.
Yeah.
Like literally
he's like
is.
Our best friend in the world.
Like the best human being that's ever been created.
Yeah.
By so. God.
Right.
What's the best Blake Bortles story that still lingers in the locker room?
You know, the big ones is with the kid coming up and giving him a beer at his house.
The boy, that's such
a good story.
Yeah, that was our fault.
If you were to request like a token, an offering from a fan that would just come up to your doorbell and ring it and just hand you one of anything, what would it be?
Great question.
That is
PFT.
A great question.
Thanks. Yeah. Thanks, both of you guys. Thank you.
Man, I'd probably be. You know, I don't know if a kid could carry this, but like a handle of probably a Tito's.
Okay. Oh,
that'd be pretty cool.
Okay. Tito's.
I'm not saying any children in Jacksonville should
do that. No, like a 21-year-old
like
child.
You definitely shouldn't do that.
Yeah.
Get your parents to bring the handle up
Tito's,
to the door with
you'll
you.
Get an autograph.
Like a reverse trick-or-treating.
Right.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
So,
exactly.
Okay.
I'd hate for that to happen.
Yeah,
heaven forbid.
Is it true the story that your grandfather wanted to name you Beowulf?
Mm-hmm.
What was that?
Yeah, he's a pretty eccentric dude.
Is your whole family just crazy people?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
I mean, love
you
that.
Don't get this back to
him. Flint, and then Flint's your dad, and then your grandfather was like, hey, Beowulf's a great name on the market.
He's big Beowulf. And then my dad wanted Tarzan for a little while.
Holy shit.
Because like when I was a little kid, like he wouldn't read me like kids' books. He read me Tarzan, Lord of the Apes, like the 1800s. Classic like over and over because he didn't want to read freaking kids books
right
so I think that has a lot to do with where I am today.
Yes, I would say so.
Gee, wait, so if you were to go back and rename yourself, you like Gardner or are there times where you're like, man, I wish I was Tarzan? That'd be sweet.
Dude
if I was Tarzan, that'd been pretty cool. Like it'd have been, you know, maybe been tough in like elementary school, But by then, like, I'm an expert at, like, climbing trees and just beating the crap out of people. It'd be...
Right.
So you'd have to, like...
I'd lean into it.
Yeah, right. You'd have to adapt to the name. Sure. Honestly, like, I think being in elementary school named Tarzan would kick ass.
Yeah.
That'd probably be the best part about it.
For sure. That's
Beowulf, though.
Beowulf's awesome. Sweet. Great story. Just come on. Epic.
Mm-hmm. I'm Team Grendel, but that's just me.
Mm.
Oh, what is that?
It's in Beowulf.
Yeah. Oh, okay, I didn't read that book. Yeah. Nerd. What your dad, speaking of your dad, he said recently that he knew you were going to be a QB the whole time, your whole life, NFL QB.
Yeah. Not,
that seems like he's
so
lying.
Yeah, like he's kind of lying there because he was a defensive tackle. And like we show up to our first practice at flag football and the coach was like, hey, your kid's going to play quarterback. He's like, what? But then, like, he got on the bandwagon after that, you know?
Right.
So he's kind of a bandwagon since about...
Oh, he's a bandwagon Gardner
fan? Since about fifth grade. He's been on the bandwagon.
Bro, so. He's a pink hat Gardner Minshew fan. Yeah. That's perfect.
When you got the opportunity to start in this league, were you nervous going to your first game, or did you just have that confidence, like, I got this, I can do it?
I was probably more nervous. I used to get more nervous, like, in high school more than anything. And then it's just gotten, like, less and less. I guess, you know, I feel like you're prepared more, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's just like, man, it's just fun, you know?
Yeah.
It doesn't really feel like you're anything to be nervous about.
George Kittle tells us that he pukes before every single game because he's got, like, you know, just nervous mm-hmm. butterflies or whatever stuff. You don't have to deal with any of that?
No, I used to puke, like, every game, like, my first couple years of high school I did. And then I got over it, like, someday. I don't know how.
All right, so my last question, SeatGeek question, put in promo code TAKE, you get $10 off. We're here with Gardner Minshew. He won 2019 Snickers Hungriest Player of the Year. It actually is kind of, it's like Heisman, maybe the Masters Green Jacket, Snickers Hungriest Player of the Year. That's just me. I'm a sports fan. That's just me. That's my ranking. So you won it. Has there been a moment since the whole Minshew mania and everything's been going crazy where you're like the guy who put a mural of you wrestling a tiger on the hood of his car, awesome. Like all these things. Have you had a moment where you're like, holy shit, what's going on here?
I don't know, man. It's all pretty cool. It's all something I've wanted to do my whole life. So, you know, now it's just kind of living it out and like, it's been surreal.
You're dangerously close to being a Blake. Like, yeah. We might put you in Blake of the Year nominee.
Like, honestly, that's what I wasn't going to bring it up, but that's what I was kind of hoping for.
Yeah, right.
That's what I was aiming
well,
for.
Well, then now you're not.
Yeah, you give off Blake energy, but you also give off, like, you've got, like, a fire that Blakes sometimes don't have.
It's like if a like Blake, played, like, a country western.
Here's the thing. If you were a true Blake, you wouldn't be upset that we're not making you a Blake. You'd be like, yeah, whatever.
Well, if you were a true Blake, we would have been like Blake of the Year, and you would have said, what are you talking about? Yeah. What is that? And like we would have explained it. You'd be like, oh, that's kind of cool.
All right, let's go back to the top.
You're close.
For my last question, I'm just going to give you an opportunity to sell us on you being a Blake.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I really, like, I could care less. Like, it's not a big deal to me.
Good point.
It's good.
You know, so if y'all want to
getting hornier.
I don't really understand the award.
Right.
But if y'all want to... If you want to do that, fine.
Okay. We call you.
We'll think. So,
yeah.
I tell you what. We'll think about it.
Yeah.
Right now, I'm...
It's whatever.
Right,
you're close. But your answer about the Minshew mania was the first time I was like, wait. Mm. Like, a guy made a mural of him wrestling a tiger and put it on his car.
Yeah.
And you're like, yeah, I guess that's cool.
Yeah. Your Blake door was going off.
Yeah, it was going beep, 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 beep. This guy, I know this guy. He's a Blake. Uh-huh. All right. Well, Gardner, thank you. Yeah. Appreciate it. You're always welcome. Recurring guest for life. You literally have to come on every time
Congrats
we
have. Congrats on the chain.
Congrats Appreciate on the chain. It. Congrats to Snickers for having such a great spokesperson. Wow.
Good for Snickers.
Good for Snickers. Snickers is the real winner here.
I agree with that. Yeah.
What's your favorite Snickers?
Snickers.
Okay, nice.
That's perfect. Yeah, that's perfect. Are there different kinds of Snickers? I don't know.